Welcome to Relate Higher, a podcast dedicated to providing the leading standard in conscious higher relating and to teaching you a conscious framework for all of your relationships. This is your go-to resource for developing meaningful, conscious relationships across your life. I'm your host, award-winning relationship coach and consultant and former family lawyer, Letitia Ringe. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Today, I have some very exciting news. I'll be sharing with you the details of our brand new School of Conscious Relationships and Conscious Relating. The school has been established to support everybody with their relationships, and in particular, from moving from our default unconscious ways of relating, which come from a place of fear, a place of limited to no awareness, and also a place of little to no intention, which, as we know, as we've been going through the podcast, what creates successful, thriving relationships across our life, whether it's romantic relationships, whether it's friendships, family, or our professional relationships, requires us to take a conscious approach. And a conscious approach is one that is from love, one that is with an expanded sense of self-awareness and relational awareness, and one where we are clear on what our intentions are for each relationship. This is what you'll be learning through the School of Conscious Relationships and Conscious Relating. But to be able to step into conscious relationship and conscious relating, we need three things. The first is we need the skills. We need to know how to step into conscious relationship and conscious relating. This requires processes. It requires tools like conscious communication, like radical honesty, like unconditional love. There are so many very specific tools that you will need to learn to support your ability and your capacity to be in conscious relationship with others as well as yourself. In addition, you will need skills and tools so that you can approach whichever phase of the relationship cycle you're in with the different people you're relating with consciously. This includes deciding whether to leave a relationship. This includes deciding and completing a relationship. It includes healing from a relationship completion, dating or attracting new relationships, starting a new relationship, and it also includes, of course, nurturing and improving existing relationships. Each of these six phases can be approached consciously, and when they are, they set you up to experience more love because you are literally creating love through that specific phase. In addition, they set you up to be able to approach and learn how to have a greater sense of self-awareness and relational awareness when you approach the phase consciously. And all six phases can be approached with intention. For instance, when you're deciding whether to leave or stay in a relationship, one of your intentions through that phase is to make a decision, but to make a decision that is aligned, that comes from a conscious place of love and of awareness. And you can have specific intentions like navigating that phase with respect to your partner, appreciating each other, showing up with love, showing up with connection, having clear boundaries around what that particular process looks like. You will learn all of these skills for the specific relationship areas, as well as the specific phases that you're experiencing, as well as general conscious relating and conscious relationship tools and processes, so that you can be in conscious relationship with other people as well as yourself. Now, you'll remember that the three pillars of the Relate Higher framework are: we enter into conscious relationship with others, we enter into conscious relationship and cultivate a conscious relationship with ourselves, and we approach whichever phase in the relationship cycle we're in with the other people we're relating with consciously. That is what being in conscious relationship and conscious relating is all about. But the way that our default conditioned programming leads us to relate with others is to be in an unconscious relationship. There are little or no intentions. There is a very limited awareness of yourself, of the other person, and of the relationship itself. And we are tending to approach our relationships most of the time where it matters and where the challenges are from a place of fear and protection. These are patterns we learned when we were children because using our baby brain, they were the way that our baby brain could figure out with our circumstances, with the people we were relating with at the time, how to get your childhood needs met. Needs like love, safety, security, protection, connection. And those patterns that you developed are actually not supporting you to meet these needs in a positive way that actually also supports you to have other relational needs and desires that you want met to be met. So many people come because they want to feel more seen and heard in a relationship, for instance, or they want to deepen their intimacy. But their protective pattern is the thing that directly blocks those desires being met. You think it's because of the other person, the type of relationship, who you're relating with. And so as these patterns keep coming up again and again and again within a relationship, you think there's a problem with the relationship. I need to leave it. So you leave it, you get into another relationship, and there it is again. The reason for this is because this protective pattern is something within you that you have learned to get a really important need met, and you learned it as a child. You've been practicing it your whole life, and now it's become so reinforced because it's reinforced through all of the relational dynamics you've been experiencing in different ways and different degrees. And so part of your work then becomes unpicking all of that, becoming aware of it, learning new skills so that you can show up in ways that positively get your needs met, as well as support your relational needs and desires to be met too, as well as the other people that you're relating with. So the way that you're going to look at relationships will be completely different to the way you're looking at it now. Now, some people believe that this will require so much hard work. And the truth is, it is hard, but it's not the volume of work that our mind tells us it will be. Small shifts lead to really big changes in our relationships. Where the work really is on catching yourself, making mistakes, and practicing again and again and again. So we've created the school for you so that you can learn these skills, and it's a subscription-based school, so you get to join us, and month on month you'll have the opportunity to dive into new skills that support what you're focused on deepening into right now. So you will learn how to enter into conscious relationship with others, how to create and cultivate a conscious relationship with yourself, and how to approach each phase of the relationship cycle consciously. Secondly, you need perspective. When we are so up close to the details, we cannot see outside of the way we are used to relating. This is why it's unconscious, because it's become automatic. So those protective patterns that I talked about before, you might be a little bit aware of some of them or very aware, but you're not aware of what the other possibilities are. And you're definitely not aware of what the actual consequence, cost, and impact is on your relationships right now. And that's why you need, in order to change your relationship patterns, you need perspective from other people. You need people who are impartial, people who can help you to widen your perspective of yourself, of the other person or people you're relating with, as well as your relationship. And that is what we'll be giving to you in the school, because not only will you be taught the skills that you need to learn to be in conscious relationship and conscious relating, you will also have access to coaching. And through coaching, what you'll see is more of yourself, as well as more of the relationship, more of the people you're relating with, because you will have a different perspective. This will allow you to become more aware of what tools and skills you need to create your own personal development and relationship leadership development plan so that as you move through the school, you can completely custom and tailor everything you're learning to you and your relationships. And you can also meet the relationships that you actually want to focus on improving right now. So maybe it's a particular area, maybe it's a specific relationship, or maybe it's generally how you show up across your community. When you pick a particular area, a relationship, or your community at large, you will learn and apply those skills automatically over time to the other relationships, the other relationship areas, as well as to the rest of your community. Now, in addition to skills and in addition to perspective, you also need experience. Now, the school offers not only education, but also the coaching. And through that coaching experience, and also through some of the education, you will have an experience of being in a conscious relationship. Because when you're relating with your conscious relationship coach, which is either me as the head coach in the school or one of our coaches who join us over time, you will have the experience of being held in a conscious relationship where you're experiencing feeling seen, feeling understood, feeling unconditionally loved, feeling like you belong, feeling connected. This will be something that you get to experience so that you're able to see the difference between what you're experiencing outside in your other relationships compared to what you're experiencing in this conscious relationship coaching container. And also, in addition to the coaching and the skills that you'll be learning, you'll also have the opportunity to attend conscious community events. These will all be online so everybody can access. And in these events, we'll be teaching you and giving you conscious relating exercises that you'll get to practice in real time with other members of the school. This means that you get to experience the difference for yourself in what you're learning, and then you can take that away with that learned, lived experience, which allows you to learn in a much faster and much deeper way everything that you have realized and experienced within yourself, and then you get to apply it to your other relationships and out in the real world. So the reason we've created the school is because not everybody has the capacity, the time, the interest, the financial resources, the time resources, as I already said, to step into a deep, transformative private coaching container. And for some of you, that's not even what you need right now. But all of you need the skills, need the coaching and perspective, as well as the experience of conscious relationship and conscious relating in order to really embody what you're learning here on the podcast. So that's why we've created the school. It's at an accessible price point for most people, and it's something that you can cancel at any time. So you can try it out for a month, see if you like it. If you don't like it, you can cancel it, and you'll be able to continue deepening your learning over time. So rather than thinking you've got to learn everything right now all at once, you get to simply month on month choose what you want to focus on, bring it to the coaching calls, go through the curriculum that relates to that particular topic, and then join our community events and practice in real time. Now, we need you in this conscious relationship community. We need all of you because our world and society right now is so far behind when it comes to how we can best create relationships that allow all of us the satisfaction, the fulfillment, the security, the health, and the thriving that we're all after. We are behind, and this area of our lives has become the most important area to give our attention because of that. We haven't been nurturing and giving the care and attention that our relationships need to thrive. Think of your relationships like a garden or a plant. You need to bring focused, intentional, conscious awareness and love to the garden, to the plants, in order for them to grow, in order for them to thrive and not just survive. So that's what the school will give you. All of the processes that I use, all of the tools I've built over all of the years I've been working on conscious relationship, which first began back in 2012. Now, relationships has been something I've been studying, observing, and asking myself how to improve since I was a child. This is because I was part of a family where there was a lot of tumultuous behavior, a lot of protective patterns happening, a lot of fear rather than love. And I was able to feel, experience, and see that as a child and realize there has to be another way. This isn't the way it's meant to be. Now, that was beautiful because it started my thinking, my possibility, my exploring other perspectives from a very young age. And then life led me into a family law career, which had me getting to see some of the most challenging, with the most conflict relationships out there. And this was with some of the most successful people in Australia at the time where I lived, who were having the most challenging, most personal, which was their romantic partnership, challenges in their life. And even though this is what I was experiencing every day, because of the amazing team I had around me, who had so many great examples of incredibly secure relationships, I was able to use what I was seeing to learn how to create better relationships. And then that led me to seeking out skills, coaching, education on the subject of romantic relationships. So in 2012, I started my conscious relationship work, first with Gay and Katie Hendricks, who are an amazing couple who do a lot of work on conscious relationships and conscious relating. This was after I had experienced a 5-year relationship where I noticed that my pattern of leaning towards an anxious attachment kind of tendency was showing up and preventing me from having the stable, secure, healthy romantic relationship and partnership I desired. We were stuck in that cycle where over the 5 years, the first 2 to 3 years were great, and then the final 2 to 3 years, we were on and off again, and neither of us trusted each other, and so we began over time to really despise each other, and it was just horrible going round and round in circles, feeling so stuck. So when this conscious relationship work and tools came into my life, I wanted to know how to overcome those limiting protective patterns, and that's where I first learned how to do it, so that I was able to shift my point of attraction. I was able to change my behaviors and patterns around those anxious attachment tendencies. And then I went into the dating phase and attracting and creating a long-term partnership with someone from a place of love and trust, which gave me a completely different experience of romantic relationships. And then I experienced a 10-year romantic relationship, a committed, loving, so many beautiful, beautiful experiences we had together with this conscious relationship work as our foundation. And not only that, I then got to experience what it looked like to go through consciously deciding whether to leave a relationship and then consciously completing a relationship. After that relationship ended, and we're still friends and connected today with so much love and respect for each other, I then went to look at and research within myself what happened. Was there any way we could have avoided the ending of that relationship? This led me to a deeper layer of my conscious relationship work, which allowed me to create a conscious relationship container and process for relationships that allow you to stay connected, to be able to learn how to face conflicts together, big challenging relationships decisions together, and also the day-to-day problems and conflict that arises, as well as how can we deepen into areas like intimacy, areas like meaningful connection, feeling seen and heard, other protective patterns that come up through relationships. This allowed me to then move into dating again from a conscious place, really taking time to be consciously single with myself, then move into conscious dating, then starting a new relationship and opening that up as a conscious relationship with specific agreements and with this specific process that I now teach. And so over time, I've moved through all the cycles with all the phases of the relationship cycle with this conscious approach. And it changes your entire experience of every phase of the relationship. I've actually been through all 6 phases twice over the last 2.5 years. This has been really great for me as a conscious relationship teacher because it's allowed me each time to really harness and develop the skills and to experience what it's like for myself to go through this process consciously and to be okay with every phase of the relationship cycle in our most significant, most intimate relationship in our life, which is our romantic relationship. Now, everything that we teach at Relate Higher and through the school can be applied to your friendships, to your family relationships, and to your professional relationships. Now, obviously, there'll be slight differences between romantic relationships as between each of these three areas, but that's the beautiful thing. You get to make it work for you, and we will be exploring how we apply all of these to all areas with a primary focus on romantic relationships, because when we get it right at home, when we get it right in the most intimate, most significant, the area where we will spend the most time with this specific person, it helps us in all other areas. And if we aren't feeling satisfied and fulfilled and like we're thriving in that particular area of your life, it really costs and has a drain on all other areas of life as well as all other relationships. So we really want to make sure we know how to be in healthy, conscious relationships and that we have the tools to face any relationship phase we're in consciously. Because otherwise what happens is we're all fearing our relationship cycle moving. We fear deciding whether we want to stay or go from a relationship. We fear a relationship ending. We fear being out there dating or attracting new relationships. We fear being at the starting phase. We fear conflict that comes up or changes when you feel like you're growing apart in a longer term relationship. And rather than fearing these things, you can learn to lean into them, to face them consciously, to see what the opportunity is there, to meet every phase as well as the person you're relating with love and respect. And you will have a totally different experience because you won't be fearing these inevitable relationship phases anymore. Instead, as relationships shift and transition, as they inevitably will, you will be able to meet wherever you are right now consciously. So these skills, whether you're in a relationship right now that you want to practice it in, or whether you're thinking about a relationship that you want to create in the future, the time to learn the skills, the time to start getting that new perspective and that expanded awareness of yourself, and the time to experience the conscious relationship is now, because then you'll know what you're creating. Then you'll have the skills. And for those of you who have felt unconsciously or consciously scared to be in a relationship, maybe it's your romantic partnership, maybe it's committing to another stage of your romantic partnership, like marriage or children or something else that you and your partner have been thinking of doing, or maybe it's you've been scared to have a committed, loyal, deep, best friendship or community or a close professional relationship or a closer relationship with family. Unconsciously, you could be afraid because you do not know how that could work. And that's what we're going to be teaching you and giving you the tools and processes and structure at the school. So you have all of those tools, processes, and structures to hand, as well as a place to practice, and as well as a coaching relationship where you can watch others be coached or you can get coached personally, and you can have your awareness expanded and see new possibilities and potentials. Now, the one thing that you need to know as someone committed to learning how to be in conscious relationship and to create great relationships across your life is that great relationships are not found through the people that we're relating with. Great relationships are created. Because love is something we create, awareness is something we create, intention is something we create, relationships are something we create. So in order to create a great relationship, we need the skills, we need the experience, and we need the perspective. This is what the school provides you with. So no more believing that you just need to find the right people or the right person. You just need to learn, experience, and practice the skills. And that is what the school will give you. Now, the school has been created specifically for people who want to practice conscious relationship. This means it's not just for anyone who wants to improve their relationships. It's being created for people who speak our language, for people dedicated to elevating their consciousness, for people dedicated to personal development. Many people in our community are other coaches, therapists, healers, or people who are devoted to their personal development and raising their consciousness. This means the level of emotional intelligence as well as mental intelligence, etc., is very high. And what I've noticed and what I've experienced for myself is that when you're someone in this industry where you work in personal development or you just love personal development, you get to a point where you expect yourself to be perfect. And in fact, I think it's this perfection element that actually draws us all into personal development in the first case. And so when we, as we've been in this industry for a while, start to notice that we have either areas of our life that still need work or that our relationships need work, it can actually be a source of shame. And that's because unconsciously you believe that you shouldn't have these issues. Unconsciously, you've just been conditioned with the same conditioning we all have, which is stories like this: relationships should just flow, they should just work out, I should be better than this, I should be a natural at this, relationships shouldn't require work. But this is the negative conditioning that we all have to decondition. Relationships do require work. Relationships are not about the people in it. Have you noticed that no matter who you swap out, there are still issues? Because with relationships, there will be conflict for sure for the rest of your life. We need to learn how to consciously approach conflict, how to love people through a conflict, how to love ourselves through a conflict. We need the skills, the tools. We have to work on our relationships just like we'd have to work on a garden or a plant or a business or a project or a child. We all have to do the work in order to grow, in order to feel nurtured and nourished, in order to improve, in order to elevate. So I recommend that if that really resonates for you, that you take a moment to turn that story around and instead turn that shame, accept it first and just acknowledge that it's there. And then also remind yourself that actually it is a very smart, very intelligent, very successful thing to be aware when I need support, when I need to learn new tools, when I need new perspective, when I need new experiences, because that means I'm going to grow. And I know that when I grow and when I evolve, that's when I feel expanded. So see any relationship challenge that you're going through now as an opportunity to learn and to grow. And this is you stepping into relational leadership. And we need leaders. We need leaders in this work. And so I'm calling each and every one of you. Come and join us. Come and do the work. Get the education, coaching, and community experiences that you need to create thriving relationships across your life. So, my beautiful friend, if the School of Conscious Relationships and Conscious Relating is calling you, I invite you to check out all of the details over at relatehigher.com/school. There you'll find all of the details as well as a link for you to enroll and have access to the school now. I can't wait to see you there. And the first course that we'll be running as part of the school is the Conscious Relationship Container. And I'll be telling you more about that process and tool in our next episode. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to Relate Higher, your go-to resource for learning how to consciously approach all of your relationships. To deepen your learning and practice, make sure you're subscribed to receive the Relate Higher community newsletter. This is a weekly newsletter sent to you every Monday, providing further coaching and education to support your relationships. Subscribe at relatehigher.com/community. And if you haven't yet left a 5-star review for the podcast, we ask that you please do that now so that this podcast can reach other listeners who also want to learn and practice conscious higher relating. Because remember, the more people who learn, the better relationships we all enjoy.